This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. We're going to talk about punishing communists. We'll make fun of the pathetic GOP and how we always have to drag them along. Trump said something today that you may be angry about. I most definitely am, but we'll talk about what's happening and where we're at now. All that, emails, so much more coming up in the next hour, the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, a couple of things we have to go over that are going to pertain to this story, things we talked about before. First, communists lie about everything all the time. As I have told you over and over and over and over again, you have to burn that into your memory. They believe in lying. Communists think about lying the way you think about telling the truth. You believe that you should be a truthful person. Yes, there are times when you've told a little white lie because you felt like you had to, but you want to be a truthful person and you want to be known as a truthful person. Flip that completely opposite, and that's how communists think. That's how Democrats think. Democrats believe in lying about everything all the time. They want acknowledgement. This is, get this. They want acknowledgement from their friends, from their social circle. They want acknowledgement that they are lying well and lying appropriately. They workshop their lies. How should we message this that can be deceptive to people? Yes, they will occasionally tell the truth if they feel like they have to, but they want to lie. The idea is lying. We have to get that part first. Second, because we're dealing with somebody who does not share our moral values at all, and because we're dealing with somebody, with people who are religious zealots, the only way to stop them from doing what they do is fear and pain. We don't want that to be the case. We want to be able to reason with them, talk to them, show them stats, teach them the truth. Here's a video. Here's a book you should read. But that's what we want. It's completely naive. There's a reason that never works at all. All they understand are fear and pain. Now, I'm about to pay Donald Trump a massive compliment, which should pair well for the fact that I'm probably going to crush him pretty bad for what he said about deporting illegals today. That's going to wait for a little bit, though. Donald Trump believes in suing people. That is something that went on long before he ever got into politics. He was always in a lawsuit of some kind over something. I'm not saying those were all great. I'm not saying they were all bad. I don't know the details of these things. Donald Trump is a litigious person, if I had to use a college boy's word. He just is. He believes in suing people. Donald Trump has taken that love of suing people into the political arena, and he has begun suing news organizations. Why? For lying. News organizations, because they're run by communists, the owners are communists, the producers are communists, the anchors are almost all communists, the writers are communists. Well, what are they going to do? Your liberal Aunt Peggy with no political power at all will lie right to your face. She lies like she breathes, doesn't she, about everything, about every issue? Well, what would you do if you controlled CBS? If you ran 60 Minutes? Well, we got an election coming up. We have to elect Kamala Harris. We have to elect Dome because we have to move the revolution forward. If Donald Trump gets elected, it's going to harm the revolution. So lie. We'll just lie. If she gives a stupid answer, and she will because she's a stupid person, just lie. Of course you lie. Why wouldn't you lie? That's what we're supposed to do here. We lie. But you can't do that in the public airwaves. There are rules, you see. Here on this show, did you know I am not allowed to sit here and say Bill Clinton's a convicted rapist. I'm not allowed to say that. You may suspect he is. You may say there are allegations, but you can't say that. I can't lie. I can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. CBS lied. They had to write a very, very large check, $15 million, if I remember right, to Donald Trump for lying on behalf of Kamala Harris. That's a lie. Donald Trump is going to sue the BBC. They edited some words that Trump said. He's going to sue the BBC now, and he's going to win. Donald Trump has begun suing news organizations who lie. A couple nights ago, might have been last night, I think it's a couple nights ago, there's a communist. His name's Cameron Caskey. He's been a communist activist for a long time, young, but I've seen his name out there. He's a communist activist. Well, what does he do as a communist activist? He lies all the time about everything. Everywhere he goes, every speech he gives, everything, he's going to tell lies, big, gigantic lies, too, not even little lies. CNN invites him on to a show. Cameron sits down, and Cameron, honestly, you almost have to have some sympathy for him. He sits down and does what he's always done. He just tells lies. Big ones. Huge lies. Here's what he said.
I would love it if he was more transparent about the human sex trafficking network that he was a part of, but you can't win them all.
Cameron's grateful that the president is being transparent about the Nobel Peace Prize and his desires for Greenland. Scott, what do you think about that?
You going to let that sit? Are we going to claim here on CNN that the president is part of a global sex trafficking ring? Or?
Well,
I mean,
we're going to talk about the FC file. Scott, I will do the fact-checking as we go along here. Repeat what you said about the global sex trafficking ring.
That Donald Trump was provably very involved with it.
Okay, we'll get to that later. I mean, Donald Trump has never been charged with any crimes in relation to Jeffrey Epstein.
But let's be serious.
Satisfied?
The host was even trying. Well, I mean, it's never proved. You know what Cameron Caskey said today on social media? I would like to retract my comments from CNN last night and truly apologize. Donald Trump was obviously not involved with a gigantic international child sex trafficking ring where women and children were systematically raped by elites. I said that by accident and didn't mean it. But he didn't say it by accident. He said it on purpose. He said it on purpose because he has spent his entire political life lying about everything all the time, including big, gigantic lies. He took those lies to CNN. Now, why did Scott Jennings of CNN say, are we going to let that sit? Why did the host say something to the end? Well, I mean, he never did anything. And why did Cameron Caskey come out today and apologize loudly on social media? Well, I've got to inform you, it's not out of the goodness of their hearts. It's not because Cameron woke up today and said, oh, dang it. I lied last night. And I'm morally, I feel bad about it. I want to be a truthful person. I told an outright lie. And I feel terrible. I am going to go online and I'm going to apologize. Do you think that's why he apologized today? He apologized today because of fear and pain. That's why. He apologized today because I guarantee you, either right after the show, maybe last night, maybe this morning, Cameron got a phone call, probably from somebody very high up at CNN. And Cameron was not asked. Cameron was told, apologize publicly now. We don't want to write a $15 million check to Donald Trump like CBS did. You will apologize now. And none of it was done because these people feel bad about lying. They're trying to lie. They want to lie. They will lie at all times about every single thing. And the only way to make them stop is fear and pain. There's no other way. They don't understand anything else because they are fighting a revolution. And I'll get to that in a moment. because they're fighting a revolution. They're trying to burn everything down. They think they're the good guys in this revolution. They think torching everything from the American family to the government to America itself to NFL, football, Hollywood, literature, you name it. They think they are the good guys in this struggle. And therefore, the struggle, the revolution is all that matters. So you lie on behalf of it. How do you reason with someone like that? You can't. You have to hurt them. No, now you write me a check for telling a lie. It's the only way you're ever going to get that apology. It's the only way you're ever going to get them to stop. Time to chalk up for everybody and get ready, because that's how we have to deal with these people. When I say chalk up, I'm not talking about your tires. I'm talking about getting some natural herbal supplements in your veins. 4 years I've been feeling better. 4 years. And by the way, it just keeps getting better and better, I should note. I have way more energy now than I did 2 years ago when I was still taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. Every day gets better. You'll start now in 60 days, 90 days. You feel it. You know. You're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just ready to go all the time. What do you feel like after 4 years? Let me tell you, you're not even the same person anymore. Better mood, better energy, and it's waiting for you at chalk.com, C-H-O-Q, natural herbal supplements. Be ready for the times that are to come, all right? Now we'll talk about the revolution, how lame Republicans are. We'll get to emails next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, and I will get to those in a few. One thing that I find completely adorable is when these naive types on the right try to lecture me that they're not communists, they're not Marxists, it's not a revolution. Jesse, they're just progressives. Yeah? Well, don't take it from me. Take it from William Kelly, no relation. He was one of the guys who stormed that church. Here's what he had to say about it.
So you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it. And for all the people getting, you know, giving me death threats, threatening my life, kill me. Go ahead, kill me. Because you know what? As Fred Hampton said, you can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution.
You can't kill the what, Chris? What did he say there at the end? Maybe my headphones were a little fuzzy. Because I've been telling you they're communists for years and years and years, and the low TGOP types are like, Jesse, that language is too far. Hey, William, what are you doing when you go out there and try to disrupt churches?
So you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it. And for all the people getting, you know, giving me death threats, threatening my life, kill me. Go ahead, kill me. Because you know what? As Fred Hampton said, you can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution.
Now, I want to pair that little soundbite because I think it pairs so well with a completely unrelated soundbite. James Comer, he's a Republican in the House of Representatives. He's been the one out there saying, hey, the Clintons, they violated a congressional subpoena, all these other things. Okay. James Comer said this.
Today, the Clintons must be held accountable for their actions. And Democrats must support these measures or they will be exposed as hypocrites.
As hypocrites. Remember the discussion we just had about how they're trying to lie? They're not sorry about lying. They're trying to lie. Huge lies, too. It's not just like they'll tell you, oh, no, the spaghetti was pretty good. It just needs a little salt. They'll look at a plate of spaghetti, and they'll tell you it's a hot dog. Huge, gigantic lies over and over.
Honestly, they're about to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. Like, they are about to be like, oh, that's not a thing. Forget the fact that you're talking about getting rid of, like, the classification for nooses. In a time in which we have seen these random black bodies be strung up down south, also.
Black bodies strung up down south. That's as real as Pam Grier's story about seeing all those lynchings in Ohio in the 60s. It's not a thing. That didn't happen. But this is who we send.
Today, the Clintons must be held accountable for their actions. And Democrats must support these measures or they will be exposed as hypocrites.
You're going to be exposed as a hypocrite. Doesn't that make you scared? Guys, if you don't support this, you'll be a hypocrite. Wow. What are the communists like?
So, you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it. And for all the people getting, you know, giving me death threats, threatening my life, kill me. Go ahead, kill me. Because you know what? As Fred Hampton said, you can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution.
Communists do not care about being hypocrites. They want to be hypocrites. We have never gotten that through the pathetic GOP's thick skull. They don't care about hypocrisy. They're trying to. And part of that is this part of it. There's an old quote. For my friends, everything. For my enemies, the law. That's the quote. I forget exactly who it was, his name that said it, but for my friends, everything. My friends, if you're an ally, the whole world is yours. Castles and foods and cars and planes and whatever you want. For my enemies, the law. We can talk about two-tier justice. Democrats don't ever get held to account. Aren't they hypocrites for that? They don't believe the law should apply to them at all. And listen to the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota when asked about the FACE Act and what happened in that church.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the FACE Act. You know, in Minnesota, we uphold the right of a woman to choose. And some of the activists, you know, will, you know, sort of inter, you know, we're in both. It has to, the law has to do with the, you know, whether or not people's freedom to protest regarding reproductive clinics and things like that. So that's the FACE Act.
Oh, it's not for communist animals who run into the church. No, those people are on our side. No, every law is just for you and me, you see. Every law, that's just for my political opponents. I'm not subject to the law. I'm fighting the revolution, as William Kelly told us.
So, you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it. And for all the people getting, you know, giving me death threats, threatening my life, kill me. Go ahead, kill me. Because you know what? As Fred Hampton said, you can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution.
Emails next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, you need to go to jessekelly.com and put in your email address. We are giving it out free. Longtime listeners will know what it is. New listeners will not. But as soon as I'm allowed to go ahead and let you know exactly what it is, I will tell you, jessekelly.com. I'm not going to spam your email with a bunch of annoying crap. I promise. We're just going to send you something. jessekelly.com. All right. Also, Chris, Corey, I never told you guys this. So my kids, James and Luke, obviously they're far from perfect because I'm so far from perfect, but they're amazingly good kids considering how terrible of a person I am. And sometimes I lose sight of how good they are compared to me. And something has brought this home recently. And I can't even fake being mad about it. So here's what it is. I would say a month ago. Wait a minute. No, it was New Year's night. New Year's Eve, right? we don't really go out and do anything for New Year's Eve, bunch of drunk idiots on the road, but we will get together in our neighborhood with our friends, get together, have some food, enjoy yourself. My buddy, he brings over cigars. He's a cigar guy. That's what he does. Sits on his back porch, has a cigar every now and then. I am not really a cigar guy. I've had cigars in my life, but it's once every 3 years, I'll be golfing and my buddy will pull out a cigar. Hey, you want a cigar? Sure, I'll have a cigar. Just not really my thing. It's just not really my thing. No, Chris, I don't do that, but I cover up the coughs. I'm like, oh, this is a good one. I'm really enjoying it. But that's previously what it's been. I sat out there New Year's Eve night, and I really enjoyed the cigar. So, week later, this is a couple weeks ago, a week later, I stopped by a store, a liquor store, but I'm not there to buy booze. It was the only place I knew would sell cigars. I stopped by this liquor store and I buy a $10 cigar. I don't know if that's a good one or a bad one. It looked to be bitter. It's average, Chris? Okay, well, that's what I was like. Just give. I didn't want the bond. I didn't want Swish or Sweets or something like that, but I wanted a cigar. Remember, I'm not a cigar guy at all. I have this documentary I'm into right now. Stop making fun of me. We have this little TV. It's nothing fancy. This little TV out back of our house mounted on the wall. Everybody's kind of busy doing their own thing that night. So I decide I'm going to go out back. I'm going to watch my documentary in peace. And I'm going to smoke a cigar. Okay? No big deal. Smoke a cigar. Both of my sons at one point in time came out back when I was smoking the cigar only to scold me about smoking the cigar. Dad, that's terrible for you. Dad, that causes cancer. Dad, why are you doing that now? Dad, I can't believe you're doing this. And finally, I'm just start yelling at them. Go back inside. Let the man enjoy the cigar. But they haven't let up. Yesterday or the day before, I got done working out. Told you I'm trying to be healthier this year. Got done working out. I was working out hard. I'm downstairs. I'm exhausted. James comes out of his room. He's getting ready for school. Dad, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good, man. Gassed, because he could see I was all sweaty. I'm gassed. I had a good workout. Friggin' gassed, though. And he said, yeah, probably that cigar you had a couple weeks ago. It's not funny, Chris. It's now become lecture dad thing about the cigar. And I don't know whether to be mad that I'm being lectured and scolded by my children, or I don't know whether to actually admire that I've raised kids who are somehow so good. The act of smoking a cigar, one to their knowledge. Actually, I told them I had smoked another one at New Year's Eve. So two cigars, and I'm basically Pablo Escobar to them now. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what do they think about smoking cigarettes? I couldn't even imagine what they would say if they caught me burning a heater or something like that somewhere. What do you mean, what do they think, buddy? I've been lectured for 3 weeks about one cigar. I'm pretty positive they're not ripping Marlboro Reds at recess like you were doing in school. What, Chris? Okay, you said cigars are one of the healthiest forms of tobacco. Buddy, I have tried to defend myself, and in fact, I used almost that exact line on them. And this is what they used back on me. This was Luke who said this. Oh, yeah? Is it healthier than not smoking a cigar? That's not funny, Chris. It's not funny. I am the man at the house. I will smoke a cigar if I want to smoke a cigar. Jesse, the other day, you read an email from a listener who used the term once great nation. I understand their sentiment, but I think our country is still great. Maybe because we're fighting each other. Maybe that's the big difference between great nations and not so great nations, is that we continue to try for balance and morality. What's your thoughts on it? Well, all nations, including great nations, including ours, fight each other. What happens now is the rot that is Marxism has reached all the way up to the very top of the Democrat Party. And so it will result in things that make you sit back and say, are we still the good guys? For instance, under Joe Biden, 4 years of Joe Biden. Now, you know I love my country. I know you love it too. I would still die for it. And under Joe Biden, we found out that they were taking our tax money and they were spending large quantities of it to try to export as much gay, tranny crap to other countries of the world as humanly possible, including children. Your tax money was stolen to you, and then an American is walking into a clinic in some dump somewhere telling some seven-year-old he should chop his penis off. And this wasn't a one-off. This was America's policy. This was the national policy. And if you're someone in another country, you're not going to look at that and say, well, there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans, because that was something that came from the tippy top. For anyone in any other part of the country, you look at that and you say, well, that's America. How would that not be America? That's their policy. That's America. That's what they do. And when you get hit in the face with that kind of evil that your government is doing, your country's government, my country's government, doing that kind of evil, when you're hit with that, I understand the sentiment in those moments of, are we the bad guys now? No, I'm not saying that we've always been. That's crazy, stupid talk. And obviously, we've got so much of that back on track now that we have new leadership, now that we have Trump in office. But in those moments where America is spreading as much demonic filth across the globe as possible, it's very reasonable to say, I'm not so sure we're the good guys in this story anymore. And I hate that. But that's not your fault. It's not my fault. Blame Democrats. It's their fault. We'll do some more emails. I only got to one. I'll try to get to more next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I'll keep this short. Your example of candy bars and your opponent's willingness to fight for them reminded me of the USA's island hopping campaign in the Pacific during World War II. The Japanese fought like lions at Guadalcanal and every island in between until their final defeat at Okinawa. Thankfully, the U.S. never lost its resolve and saw it through to the end. That's what the Trump administration needs to do with these communist agitators. Chris, do you have that audio of Donald Trump from earlier? So I didn't want to lead the show with this because I knew it was going to get your blood pressure up. And I guess it's not better to get your blood pressure up right now. But I'm going to let Chris play it. Donald Trump gave a press conference a few hours ago, 3 or 4 hours ago. He gave a press conference and he was kind of doing a recap on the first year of his administration. And he had this to say about deportations.
Many countries opened up their prisons and dropped them into the United States. Those are the people we're getting out. And we have a lot of heart. And I said, you got to lighten up on this. We have a lot of heart for people. They came in illegally, but they're good people, and they're working now on farms, and they're working in luncheonettes and hotels and all. And we're looking to get the criminals out right now. The
all right,
criminals.
Stop. And you probably have already heard that. If you haven't, congratulations. Now you're furious. Let me explain what's going on. And this is in no defense of what he just said, because what he just said is awful and pathetic and it's incorrect and should never come out of the mouth of any Republican ever for any reason. But allow me to explain a couple things. First, as we've talked about again and again and again, Trump is not the end. He is the beginning and deserves all the credit for getting the America First ball rolling in this country. But the ones who come after him will be much harder than he is. And in a lot of ways, when it comes to dealing with the system, they'll be sharper than he is. That just happens because you learn from the last guy's mistakes. He's not the end. He's the beginning. That is one. Two, did you mention or did you notice? Hey, Chris, play it again. Did you notice when he talks about, I mean, there's lots of people work hard and we don't need to go after all of them. Did you notice the two industries he mentioned? Please play it, Chris.
Many countries opened up their prisons and dropped them into the United States. Those are the people we're getting out. And we have a lot of heart. And I said, you got to lighten up on this. We have a lot of heart for people. They came in illegally, but they're good people, and they're working now on farms, and they're working in luncheonettes and hotels and all.
Okay, I got it. And you got to lighten up. If we have a lot of heart. You got to lighten up. These people work at farms and hotels. So let me explain. Donald Trump is a businessman. Donald Trump surrounds himself with businessmen. Scott Bessent is a businessman. Howard Lutnick is a businessman. So many of Donald Trump's closest advisors are businessmen. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, he's always featured in his administration doing something, is a businessman. His daughter is a businesswoman. Donald Trump is a businessman and big businessman, surrounded by other big business people, CEO of this Fortune 500 company and CEO of that Fortune 500 company. And big businesses in the United States of America, including big agriculture or big ag, the ones that have been buying up all the family farms, and most definitely the big hotel connoisseurs love illegal immigration because they get to pay them slave wages to cook the meals and clean the rooms and pick the strawberries. They may be Republicans, they may be pro-life and want low taxes and everything else, but they love how that P&L sheet, that profit loss sheet looks when they've been able to pay Lupe and Pedro $4 an hour instead of having to pay $10 an hour to Americans. And when Donald Trump goes out there and campaigns on mass deportations, these guys sit back and clap and yes, 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 yes. And they write huge checks to his campaign. But then as soon as they get behind closed doors, they say, hey, so Mr. Trump, Mr. President, all right, the rapists, that's fine. But what about the good people who work on the farms? They're just humble farmers. What about the good people who work on the farms? And that's who he listens to. And that's why he says things like this that make me want to freaking scream. That's why he says things like this. Because he has big business people around him pouring this idiotic, absolute garbage into his ear. If I break into your house and I steal jewelry, that's bad, right? You're probably going to call the cops. I hope you would. But if I break into your house and walk into your pantry and grab the cereal and pour myself a bowl of cereal, and I'm really polite about it. In fact, when I'm done eating the cereal, I take the bowl over to your sink and put the bowl in the sink. Am I still a criminal? Why am I a criminal? I was polite. I was nice. I broke into your home. I don't want to hear ever again from anybody how wonderful the farmers are who came here illegally. No, but you don't understand. Maria cleans the rooms. I don't give a crap if she cleans the rooms after volunteering at church every single day of the week. Maria's got to go because she came here illegally, and that's how a country operates immigration systems and has always operated immigration systems. What he said is hot, stinky, putrid garbage. It should never be said by anybody, let alone a Republican, let alone Donald Trump, but I understood and accepted a while ago that he is not the end. He's just the beginning. Yes, this one talks like this. This one has big hotel connoisseurs in his ear. Hey, Mr. Trump, we still have the grounds crew at the golf course. We got to get those guys out there. In the future, others who come after him will say, no, they're all leaving. For now, we get what we get. All right. Speaking of hiring Americans, Pure Talk makes that a priority. What? Name the other mobile company where you pick up the phone and you call them and you speak to someone who speaks English. It doesn't happen. You know why? Because of that profit loss sheet. It's so much easier and more affordable to just farm those jobs out to some telecom center in India. Not Pure Talk. American jobs. American workers. Pleasant on the phone. These are my favorite emails, I think. Emails from people who switched to Pure Talk who say, Jesse, they were so nice and they speak English. They made it easy. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Switch to Pure Talk. Save a fortune. Patronize an American business. Dial #250 and say save now. #250 save now. We'll be back.